was also a glimmer that we needed to, that universities right now there's kind of talk about the university education maybe not being as potent as it once was in getting people jobs, right? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a worry. But even then there was an idea that what a university does underpins civilization in creating mm-hmm. our most precious resource, young mm-hmm. people in the transition between childhood and adulthood, needing to be shaped mm-hmm. for a democracy, mm-hmm. the big, tall order. Mm-hmm. And that seemed to be like a singular transformation, a very unique, new, away from the cloistered, scholarly study.
Sort of study of right. scholarly texts.
Right. Scholarly texts. Yes, yeah. Or yeah. or microscopes or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Toward taking this most precious resource we have, which is the young people, and doing something which was of collective benefit to civil society, mm-hmm. and being intentional about it, mm-hmm. not just saying, yes, surely the humanities is an excellent basis for civil society. Well, sort of, but it was weak. This was strong, right?
This being, I'm not sure I'm following
civil society,
you.
Community okay. service, learning, integrating uh-huh. with the community, globalization, sustainability. We've actually got to shape. Mm. Young people.
Uh-huh, strong in the sense of being intentional.
Intentional and showing,
focused.
Yeah, and showing results.
And showing the link. Like
showing
an obvious right. link between this student doing this project in this community and, as we demonstrated
yes.
with the research
right.
your team did.
Exactly, we tried to, yeah.
that are quite specific.
We didn't even need the research in a way to, because in the early days we didn't have it,
yeah.
except...
But we had lots of anecdotal evidence yeah. right in front of us.
Yes,
yeah.
and but it was a lot clearer than the fact that a degree in English literature,
yeah.
which we were claiming,
yeah.
right, that the university education, whether it be math or literature or Greek or what,
mm-hmm.
always resulted in a more appropriate, appropriately educated person.
Mm-hmm.
For society facing
mm-hmm.
these huge problems of sustainability mm-hmm. and civil, you know, and it was right after 9/11 as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there was this sort of end of the world. What are we
mm-hmm.
doing sitting in our
mm-hmm.
shell?
Uh-huh.
Right. There was
uh-huh.
there was all of that happening as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an interesting point. There were so many things happening in the larger world that created
mm-hmm.
a huge amount of disruption. In people's thinking and their view of themselves and their view of
mm-hmm.
Well, similarly, climate change I think is
climate
having a
change,
similar impact.
Yes.